Well, I'm sitting here looking down on the Gold Coast racetrack, but I tell you something, back in our studio, Nick Quinn from TAB, he is just salivating about our next guest. Officially, Nick, I'm going to let you take it away.
Thanks very much, Andrew. Joined now by Boss Monarella from the Canberra Cavalry. The Canberra Cavalry, they're having a tremendous season. They're second on the table, and a lot of the success is down to the man, Boss, we're going to talk to now. So, Boss, thank you for having a chat to us today.
And no worries, mate. Thanks for having me.
Well, unfortunately, I'm talking to you on the back of probably one of the more disappointing performances from the team last night, going down 11-1 to the Melbourne Aces. But the good thing about baseball is you don't have to wait long to get another crack at your opponent.
No, exactly. So, yeah, last night was a bit of a one of those games, so to speak. But a lot of us, you know, like you said, quick turnaround, be able to play them again today and hopefully a different result.
Now, we all love our baseball, but it is one of those games that can get away very quickly, and we did see that last night as well. Is it hard when you give up a big early lead to fight hard to come back knowing you get another crack tomorrow night and tonight?
Sort of. It's just sort of like one of those things where, especially for our team.
We've lost Boss.
Might have lost. Yeah, might have lost Boss. We'll just get him back on the line. Just dropped out. I should mention, looking at these markets, Quinny, the Melbourne Aces are the dominating favourite to win this series. Canberra Cavalry, that Boss plays for, the second pick at 450.
Yeah, look, it's going to be fascinating because a lot of people do anticipate this series will be a grand final preview. And taking a look at the market, there's every case that will be spot on, because the Melbourne Aces, they are an odds-on favourite to go on and win the grand final at $1.60. Canberra, $4.50. Then we've got the Adelaide Bite and Brisbane Bandits. Love the Brisbane Bandits logo, by the way, if you haven't seen that. Both those teams at $8. But the Aces, they do have a star-studded lineup, and it's going to be a tough job for the Cavalry to keep them to a low number tonight and tomorrow night.
Righto, well, Boss is back, so ask that question again, Quinny.
Okay, Boss, we were just discussing, you were just walking us through the mindset when you play these games and you do go behind by a big number like we saw last night early on in the game.
Yeah, it's just for our team. I think it's, for us, we're pretty confident that we'll come back from anything, which is a good mindset to have, really. And last night, they got out to an early lead and we sort of, you know, as a group, we weren't too panicky or anything. Then it sort of just slipped away from us a little bit at the end. But like I said, you have those games, but you know, there's always today, tomorrow, and also Sunday.
Now, do you do much review after last night, or you just sort of, it's done, it's dusted, we move on, let's focus on tonight?
Yeah, it's especially those games. We don't really talk about it much. That's over and done with. Get it off your chest and go again today. So, yeah, we don't sit down and dwell on it or, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, move on, because there's no point looking back and it's not going to affect the future. And Canberra, you've had a terrific season and you're second on the table. A lot of people think you could go on and make the grand final and hopefully win it. You must be feeling pretty good about the vibe of the club.
Yeah, it's an awesome vibe in the clubhouse. Everyone's, you know, everyone's having fun, and it's just a really good environment to be in right now. And, you know, just having everyone there and everyone's sort of pushing in the same direction, which is what we need to make the final and to win it, obviously. So, no, I'm actually really excited for this year and the playoffs and just getting everything together as a team. And I'm pretty sure everyone else is on the same boat as well.
Now, you started your career with the Boston Red Sox franchise. Did you ever envisage that the Australian League would be as strong as it is 7 years down the track?
No, actually. It was one of those things where, when I first started playing, they sort of said, you know, sort of like a little trial run and we'll see how it goes. And I've never really expected to be, you know, as strong as this and as successful for, you know, the younger kids coming through and a lot of the guys from America coming over now, whereas the first couple of years, we never really had many import, so to speak, so the Americans and stuff like that. So no, we're actually starting to branch out now, where different teams are going to Japan and getting some players, and the Venezuela, Dominican, and so it's really exciting actually to see all different cultures and stuff coming to Australian Baseball League now.
And obviously for Australian and New Zealand stars, you can stay here and make a living as opposed to having to go halfway around the world.
Yeah, exactly. And like I said, it's good quality baseball too. So you get the experience, and it's just in your backyard, basically.
Yeah, well, hopefully what is in your backyard tonight is a Canberra victory. I'm going to be at the game tomorrow night, so if you could just hit a home run for me, that'd be greatly appreciated, boss, and we really appreciate you having a chat today.
No worries, thank you. I'll see what I can do with the home run part, but
yep.
I'm sure I'll definitely have a try.
No doubt you won't die wondering, that's for sure. You'll be swinging that bat. You've got a beautiful swing as well, so hopefully we can see you connect one with one. So thank you for that, and best of luck tonight, as I said. And Andrew, I'm feeling good about the Canberra Cavalry in the next couple of days.
Sounds like you've really warmed to it there. Thanks, boss. Thanks for being a part of the show.
No worries.